diplôme de compétence en langue. Code AG02-14-15, session du vendredi 14 février 2014. Enregistrement A.
Good afternoon and welcome to our weekly look at travel around the world. Today I'm delighted to introduce Guido Pansini from one of the most visited cities in Europe, Venice. Guido, I believe you represent the Protect Venice Association. Could you tell us a little about that?
Yes, that's correct. Our aim at Protect Venice is to limit drastically the number of tourists visiting the city. That may sound very negative, but the impact on both the natural environment and the unique architectural heritage of the city is catastrophic. The city authorities are not taking any action to prevent this. In fact, probably quite the opposite. Venice was once one of the most beautiful cities in the world, but it is being severely damaged by mass tourism. Not exactly an example of ecological, sustainable development in the 21st century. Cruise ships with thousands of passengers on board regularly sail down the Grand Canal. This causes air pollution and also damage to the fragile shoreline from the wash they create. The foundations of the palaces and piazzas along the waterfront could be seriously undermined. We are campaigning for a more responsible type of tourism in our city. I know that there are economic issues here. Many Venetians depend on tourism for their livelihood, but we would like Venice to be recognized as a model for a new ecological, environmentally friendly tourism policy. That's just not happening at the moment. What kind of image of the city does this portray around the world? Not really the Serenissima, rather an over-commercialized, polluted tourist trap, and we want to change that.
When the last permanent inhabitants of St. Kilda, or Ilan Hirsch as it is known in Gaelic, left their church, their schoolroom, and their island in 1930, they brought to an end at least 1,000 years of human habitation in this remote but extremely beautiful place. I first went 15 years ago, arriving and leaving by army landing craft, for St. Kilda was reoccupied in the early 1960s by a skeleton crew of technicians, then army, now civilian, who operate a missile tracking station as part of Range Hebrides, the HQ for which is in South Uist. The island is owned, however, by the National Trust for Scotland, who in 1957 received it on behalf of the nation from the Marquess of Bute. Working with a variety of other agencies, they have day-to-day responsibility for managing the remarkable landscape, looking after the vast seabird population, parts of which are facing serious threat from climate and habitat change, caring for its herd of soy sheep, and protecting a range of other wildlife, including the unique St. Kilda dormouse and the St. Kilda wren. The Trust representatives also welcome an increasing number of tourists who arrive during the summer, sometimes by small boat from Harris, sometimes by yacht, and sometimes by cruise liner. The fascination of the island and its outliers, including the Stacks, is obvious. A World Heritage Site because of its environment, it is also a World Heritage Site because of its cultural significance. But it was elements of that culture that led to its evacuation almost 80 years ago, for St. Kilda became almost too close to the mainland, and too reliant on tourist ships and regular supplies. St. Kilda reminds us of much that is of vital importance to Scotland: our unique environment, our amazing landscape, our long-lasting culture. But it also reminds us of the fragility of those things, and of the pain that comes from losing them. St. Kilda tells us that we need constant vigilance to ensure that we can pass on to our children the natural and cultural inheritance which we have received from our parents. And it tells us that while Scotland has great natural and cultural riches, it is our job, in fact it's our duty, to value them greatly and guard them well on behalf of all mankind. I was privileged to spend time on the island, and I'm grateful to all those who helped me to do so, including the National Trust for Scotland and the Scottish Fishery Protection Service, who took me there. I intend to work with responsible agencies to ensure that the protection afforded to the islands is maintained and, if necessary, strengthened.